A powerful bomb exploded in front of a crowded Coptic Orthodox Christian church in the Egyptian city of Alexandria a half hour into the new year, early Saturday, targeting the faithful as they emerged from Mass. The death toll, for now, stands at 21 people dead, with dozens wounded. Nearly 1,000 Orthodox Christians were attending the New Year's Mass at the Saint's Church. The attack came in the wake of repeated threats by Al-Qaeda militants in Iraq to attack Egypt's Christians. Police initially said the blast came from an explosives-packed car parked outside the Saint's Church in the Mediterranean port city. But the Interior Ministry later said it was more likely from a suicide bomber who blew himself up among the crowd. Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald is Apostolic Nuncio to Egypt. Speaking from Cairo to Vatican Radio, he expressed his wholehearted sympathy with the Coptic Orthodox Church and roundly condemned the attack.
Here in Egypt, the year has started badly, I would say, with this attack on the outside Coptic Orthodox Church in Alexandria. And on behalf of all the Christians in this country, and particularly on behalf of the Catholics, and my own behalf, I would like to express my deep sympathy with the Coptic Orthodox community for the loss of lives that has taken place and the people who have been wounded. We Catholics and other Christians were celebrating Christmas on the 25th of December, and we were able to do so quite peacefully without any danger, and the celebrations went very well. Now we see that on this first day of the year, the Orthodox community has been targeted, and they are preparing to celebrate their Christmas on the 7th of January. We can understand how worried they are and how concerned they are about the safety of their churches. Security has been increased, but it is very difficult to stop all attacks, to find everything that is suspicious. And we hope for them that they will be able to celebrate this feast of the birth of our Lord in peace and joy. We condemn this attack very roundly, and particularly on this first day of the year when the Holy Father has asked us to pray for peace. His message this year is that religious liberty is a condition for peace, and we see that this is so, because if communities are not able to celebrate in peaceful circumstances with all tranquility, then there will not be tranquility within society.